to La Casa de Esperanza in Waukesha. Just a moment.
Looks like Iris is our first reader on this one.
All right, your 10 minutes starts now.
Okay, so reading through this, I thought it was well written. I did. They are asking for $6,000. I think there is high artistic merit throughout this whole program. I do think that incorporating Puerto Rican dances into it definitely addresses the fact that they do serve a more diverse population with intention, right, to include Japanese styles of dance, which would be really cool to see. I did look, though, on their budget line, and I was surprised that for drums and uniforms that it's only $10,000. I just assumed it would be more, but maybe that's but I did think that, like, all of it was pretty. I mean, it was a well-written proposal. And I understand that there was someone directly overseeing, like, the where students would go during each time within the day-to-day.
Me, right?
Yep.
Cool. I thought I really appreciated the kind of expansion into Puerto Rican drone dance. I thought that was an important aspect of this. I think it's a really good project, especially considering kind of the organization's goals and the community in which it's located. They're clearly taking part in a larger conversation. About immigration and those sorts of big picture questions. I am a little, just so now I'm going to be on the evaluation as I've been mostly okay with evaluation up until this point, but there are a ton of learning objectives, and I just do not think that's a good way of measuring program. There's just way too much stuff going on. I think it would have been better to just focus on a few of those and really dive into the effectiveness of the program based on a couple, three, like max five. There were just so many there. I'm also just curious what $3,000 to operating expenses means. Half of their request is to operating expenses, I believe. Let me just make sure that I'm not making that up. Yeah, remaining operating expenses $3,000 and $3,000 for artistic stuff. Details. I just wanted more details. But in terms of the other stuff, I think it's a really important artistic. It's artistic. It's educational, and it has cultural value. It hits so many of those points. So that's what I got.
It sounds like art supplies under remaining operating expenses could have been clearer what exactly that entails.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a very broad category.
Thank you, Marcus. Other comments on this one?
I thought it wasn't clear to me whether they're asking money for the shows or for the training, like a part. It wasn't clear to me from the narrative, so I didn't know how they were actually calculating the money. And also the evaluation, the last part of the narrative, those are general categories. It's not specific to this organization. And then the application mentions high qualification of Mr. Avila, but I would have liked to see what good and how good the project is doing for the community, and in this case children, and that was not really articulated in this application. and because the project is not new, I would have appreciated if they talked about the outcome, what have they achieved so far, with specific examples with the participants' children, and how they benefited from the project. If they included that information, that would have made this application strong, but it was just missing. It was not mentioned anywhere at all. And also, it's great that they incorporate Puerto Rican and Japanese dance and music, but there was no information about where they are bringing those groups, or that is Mr. Vera qualified to teach those instruments and dances. There was no mention of that, so that I didn't know what that meant. It's probably great for children, but they're like, what the because I was thinking, like, like Japan, like, who are they bringing? Yeah. And then there was none in the application, so I was confused. But I mean, it sounds successful project already anyway. But that's my
yeah. comment. Okay. Mayor Josh, any comments on this one?
I think.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead, Josh.
Oh, sorry. I have some concerns that have already been shared about this one. I mean, I think it's clear that the organization is really important for the community, and the work they do is really good. I shared those concerns about the budget. The $3,000 to remaining operating expenses was just so vague that I was like, I don't know what they're asking for this money for exactly. And then $3,000 to artistic fees, and I wasn't sure where that was going either, because they say that they're only having the one artist involved, the Jesus Avila, but he's already on staff, and so I couldn't tell from the budget whether that was going to supplement the salary that he already has, or where that money exactly was going was unclear to me. And then I also had concerns that were just shared as well about the expansion to Japanese drumming traditions and their goals in the future to expand to, like, African-American drumming traditions. Is he qualified to teach those? Is it appropriate for him to teach Japanese drumming, for example? I just feel like a little more discussion about that would have been helpful, or to clarify the appropriateness of that. It's obviously good that they're looking at their community and trying to meet the needs of the diversity of their community. I wasn't sure if the level of appropriateness for teaching a traditional drumming form of art that belongs to a community that you may not belong to. So I'd love to hear any other thoughts about that from the other panelists.
Other comments on...
No, I mean, I agree with the comments that we've heard so far. I think they bring out a lot of educational as well as artistic opportunities for multiple generations and groups, but yeah, the same concerns.
And it would have been helpful to hear more about, you know, maybe his training and whether he's equipped to teach those art forms, or if they are bringing in folks to do the teaching.
Exactly. Especially since he's on staff.
Yeah.
Especially since he's on staff.
There's nothing wrong with, like, teaching traditions of others in this school, but if they're going to mention it, then I was wondering, like, are they trying to become, like, world drum school, which would have been fine, but if that's their goal, then they could have explained in narrative that way. Rather than just saying expanding this, expanding that, and like, okay, but that what does what how should we understand that information?